You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Here's a program from our archives. On Great Gull Island off the coast of Connecticut, scientists have turned a former military base into a sanctuary for thousands of birds who use the island as a summer nesting ground. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Years of Army occupation have changed the island's ecosystem, making it difficult for the birds to build their nests here. Until scientists found a solution with the help of one of the island's former inhabitants.
Well, our biggest problem is vegetation.
Helen Hayes is director of the Great Gull Island Project. Since 1969, she's been studying the annual migration of common and roseate terns.
Neither commons nor roseates will nest in dense vegetation. So we tried pulling the vegetation out by hand. We tried burning. We tried shoveling. But then at the end of the season, it was covered again with weeds. So I was talking about this with one of the curators in the museum, and he suggested that we reintroduce the meadow vole, which eats grass and used to be on the island before the army occupied it. So since the terns were also on the island before the army occupied it, we assumed that the voles and the terns lived together and didn't harm one another. So I thought that was a wonderful idea, and one of the volunteers caught 30 voles in Westchester, and we released them in 1981 here. And by the end of the summer, there wasn't a blade of grass anywhere. It was absolutely bare.
And as the meadow voles took care of the weeds, scientists and volunteers at Great Gull Island watched the annual migration grow to some 20,000 birds.
I'd say it's been a great success.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.